Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Third time's a charm, always.
Yes, thank you guys for being part of the family. And again, in case you haven't noticed, when you scroll down, like on EE Arts, for instance, there's different rabbit holes to go down, like this giant rabbit hole, Tartaria, Atlantis, Mu, Lemuria, Anunnaki, Gigi, Vedic Astrology, Channeled Messages, Healing Through Energy Work, and there is a full class of Qigong and a short program too. And then we get into who we are, consciousness, natural health, wellness, earth changes, mantras, and so on. So just wanted to, you know, show you guys in case, you know, you don't have time to, or you haven't ever scrolled down and see what else is there. And on Evolutionary, it's a little bit light right now because of strikes. So there is a lot of stuff that was touchy that for whatever reason they gave us strikes on and, you know, took down videos. But some channels are able to post and talk about it openly, which is mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. And, you know, again, are you totally out of the system? I think a lot of people think they're totally out of the system and still might find them in the system in some ways or another. You know, we are still in the system in the sense that, yeah, just like so many people, you got a mortgage, you know, and we're there too, you know. We are not completely out of the system yet, even though we understand the system for what it is. It's a process, and, you know, in the years coming, and I think especially on the other side of 2025, I think the time period between now and 2025 is going to cause a lot of people to develop their own alternatives.
Right. And speaking of, you know, everyone that does support us on Patreon, you guys are really making this possible. So we want to say thank you to Will, Coppertown Girl, and Lori. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much as well. And, you know, we did have one Patreon that got mad because they said we were mocking God. And so they, you know, canceled it. But no, we're not mocking God. We're pointing things out because, again, people don't always see that they're still in the system. And if we trust anything mainstream, pretty much you're going to fall down a trap. So if you want to uncover some of the mysteries, go to Heart's Home, as, you know, we did one over here, Understanding Accessing the Akashic Record. You know, I had several comments over there and notifications where people were saying this was great, and, you know, watched it twice. That's thrilling because this is more of the stuff that we would really like to talk about. We're all about exposing the system, and this is not the first time that Cindy and I have taken lives to expose the system. This is what we do time and time and time again, and we recognize that and we remember that. And how could you remember that? Well, it's all about having a mind, body, breath practice. There's nothing more important than your spiritual practice, especially going into what's coming. So here we go again. Massive emergency alert test will sound alarms on U.S. cell phones, TVs, and radios in October. They've done this before, and, you know, they say this is only a test, but it's going to be a very big test. On Wednesday, October 4th at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time, every TV, radio, and cell phone in the U.S. should blare out the distinctive, jarring electronic warning tone of an emergency alert accompanied by a notice along these lines. This is a nationwide test of the emergency alert system issued by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, covering the United States from 1420 to 1450 hours ET. This is only a test. No action is required by the public. So they've done this before. What we've gotten is to, basically have your phones off at this point in time, have your technology off at this point in time. I think it would be a wonderful idea if you have the ability to be doing meditation or doing mantras or stating an affirmation such as humanity will be free, humanity, or even better, humanity is obtaining its freedom. Because again, it's the system and it's the tools of the system, the things they got us so used to, that's how they control us.
You know, and I've seen plenty of times that energy and tension, when it is utilized, when it's utilized in mass, it definitely throws them a curveball. I've seen that so many times. I am completely a believer in it. So yes, do those meditation, do those mantras. I would stick your phone in a microwave. I mean, don't turn it on, but stick it somewhere where it can't get any signal. Because I have heard that when they pick it up, actually to turn it off, they take a screenshot of your face.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. It's a way for them to gather evidence of who you are and keep track of who you are, current, updated. It's also something where they can send out a frequency and send out a frequency through these devices. These devices can be exceedingly toxic. Again, when you look at FIVEG, it was military. When you look at the internet itself, it was military. And when we look at the military spending in the U.S. and you say, well, wait a minute, you know, what are we getting for our money because we spend 10 times anybody else? Well, it's all about policing you and me and every one of us. You know, the military money spent, it might be said that, and they want to give you the impression that it's all about keeping you safe. No, it's just keeping you under wraps, keeping you caged in, keeping you entrapped. This is what the system does. I just wanted to bring up what's going on. Many people are starting to realize, like when we talk about X, the letter X, right? We saw X on Twitter. And, you know, there was a report out now that XCESS, okay, I hope you guys picked that up, number of people leaving the planet is 40% higher in the under 24 category than what it should be. That's a massive number. I mean, you know, they talk about, you know, horrible flu seasons, and you're talking about losing a tiny, small fraction of that number, generally, of the very elderly. You're talking about the people that are going to be the next generation. 40% XCESS, doing that on purpose, leaving the planet. When we just look to the fossil record and we see, wow, there's been a lot of different humanoid species on the planet. They want to make them all out to be monkeys, big monkeys, you know, some more orangutan-like, some more gorilla-like, some more chimpanzee-like. You know, and it's not really the case. There have been many species here on the planet that were in many ways much more developed than Homo sapiens sapiens. But what we are watching is the same thing. There's no difference. You know, what happened again to Denisovans? Well, some people have a little bit of their DNA, but they are no more. What happened to Neanderthals? Some people have a little bit of their DNA, but they are no more. And give it another, you know, just probably not that many decades, what happened to Homo sapiens sapiens? Well, you know, there's some traces of their DNA, but, you know, they're not really there anymore. And it goes on back. Heidelbergensis, again, you know, these, they make them out like they are unintelligent monkeys, but that is not the case. Not the case at all. And what we're watching right now is just a continuation of the same thing that's happened. Yeah, you know, and we learned about these hobbit-like beings as well. And they were isolated and, you know, they hadn't changed in a long time. Well, again, there has been so much interbreeding. You get a little bit in Genesis 6, but again, if you're only basing yourself on the biblical stories, man, you're blind. You're completely blind. You have no clue. You really have no clue because it's been so intentionally hidden in those stories. Those stories are for everybody's consumption. This is what they want you to consume. Again, the Abrahamic point of view is 60-something percent of the point of view of the world, and we've been brought up through these lenses that are Abrahamic in origin. You think, first man and woman, Adam and Eve. But then you realize the Sumerian stories are so much older, and they have the equivalent stories in much, much greater detail, but they talk of these, you know, gods, quote unquote. And again, when you look to Genesis 11, Elohim is a plural word, you know, come let us go down there. When you start listening to all the stories from all over the world of these different indigenous people that know that there's inner earth beings that you got to watch out for, that there are some beings that live under the sea, and there's many beings that have come from the stars at different times. Some of them are very, very benevolent. They've done nothing but teach us things. And then you have, again, the book of Enoch, and we have other books that elaborate on that Genesis 6 story, but they're still all about the control system. They're still looking at it from the control system perspective. They lump all these beings together as fallen angels, and again, angel originally just meant messenger. Everything is distorted. There are angels, absolutely. But there's many, many extraterrestrials that have come to Earth at different times. And the time period is what generally lets you know what you're going to be finding. In the Kali Yuga, the Dark Age, the control system is that of the ones that are being exposed for these CESS. People leaving the third density at this point in time. This is the control system. And obviously, you know, they've given us limiting beliefs, such as you're born into original sin. Because you took a body and you're having a 3D experience, you're automatically out of favor with God. That's insanity. You know, again, consciousness creates the reality, so consciousness can explore the reality. Nothing could be farther from the truth. I saw somebody on Twitter that was posting September of 25th, God's coming to Earth, and people were buying it left and right. They were just saying, really? I hope so. And I was like, yeah, well, truly, if you're talking about the creator, if you're talking about source, that's in you already. It's not going to, again, just think about it. If you talk to people of even a fundamentalist persuasion, do you believe God is all powerful? Oh, yeah, of course, omnipotent. Do you think God is omnipresent? It's part of a whole doctrine, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, all-knowing. Well, omnipresent means that it has to be in you and me. And again, they can't see the forest for the trees because of the fear-based indoctrination.
You know, there was a few things that I went through in my awakening, and one of them was when I was younger, I did go to church, and I did do all the right things, because I wanted to believe in something bigger than myself. I think a lot of people want that. They want to know that there's something bigger out there. And I did, and I volunteered at Sunday school, and I did all the right things, but the whole time, just things never set right with me. Like so many things in the Bible are talk about, you know, like certain genocides, like even gendercides, like killing so many boys, killing so many girls. It's like, no, you know, this doesn't quite feel right, this all-knowing God or all-loving God, I should say. And it just didn't feel right. And then I started to realize that the stories in the Bible did come out of some Sumerian tablets that are far older than the Bible. I'm like, wow, these stories are just sort of transferred into this one book, and then I started looking into the book more, and I realized, wow, these are technologies, these are spaceships, these are nuclear bombs, this is, you know, a very large AI being, the way they describe it, you know, the eyes being lasers or bright orange and fire coming out the feet. That's a ship. So I started doing research. So for me, it was definitely a process. You know, it wasn't just something I opened up. And I probably would have, while I was asleep, would have taken offense to anyone saying anything other than, you know, what you hear in church. But understand that this is one of the legs of the mainstream consumption. You know, we have the media, we have the education system, we have the monetary system, and we have the religious system, and there's four legs of this system, and you got to count all four and understand if something gets out there in the mainstream in mass, that's not an accident, because these controllers control far more than we really want to realize. And it's up to us to step out of that control system, take a look around, realize who we are and what we're made of. We are pretty darn special. And that if there's a religious system out there, a belief system out there that is giving you fear-based information, like, if you don't believe in what I tell you, you're going to burn in hell forever. That's fear-based. That's something that I just hope people would take a look at and weigh that in your heart and see if there is any other alternative out there. Don't be afraid to explore you, because that was my biggest fear. It's like, I was always curious about tarot cards. Oh no. I was always curious about, you know, other entities. I knew there was other entities. I could feel them all around me. I talked to them when I was little. And until they told me, you know, it was bad and wrong, well, that's when I stopped. But I always had that within me. Astrology, I wanted to know more about the stars and you know, I felt guilty. I felt guilty for wanting to explore me. And I just don't think life should be that way.
No, absolutely. And so, you know, again, all the clues are right there to see, because again, you know, the fixation on genes and genetics, you know, 23andMe, etc. And then when we see with the abduction phenomenon, they're obviously keeping track of genes and genetics. It's all about keeping very, very controllable beings on the planet. And this is what we are looking at, because they're trying to, in their mind, develop the perfect slave species is what they're trying to develop. You know, we look to the Nazis in World War II, and they were in contact with the ones we would call the fallen Pleiadians, because yes, Pleiadians are one type, and it's even really not accurate, because it's some Lyran survivors of the Lyran Draconian Wars that resettled in the Pleiades. And when we talk about the beings of the Anunnaki, that these are just basically casualties of war that have given in to the system, and they've succumbed to the Draconian system, which again is controlled by the AI that the Draco themselves created. This war is a war against AI. That's the ultimate thing. And it is also a war that, if you had to, you know, basically describe the sides, you have an AI reptilian based draconian system, just like the Romans when they conquered a tribe, say in Gaul or in Iberia, they would often, again, there wasn't enough of them to monitor everybody, so they leave people in charge that would look over their own people, basically sell out their own people and stay sold out, send tribute, and they would even conscript warriors to join the Roman war machine. And that system is the same system that's employed on a galactic scale. So when you're talking about these beings that we call the fallen Pleiadians, you know, again, these are beings that have decided to join the enemy in this galactic war, and right now are oppressing the people of Earth and utilizing them as a resource. Now, our souls, you know, that eternal side of us, the consciousness, can't be destroyed. They're just trying to trap that consciousness as long as possible and utilize it. Again, the God spark. Somebody said, well, how do I maintain control of my God spark? Well, again, you don't fall into their belief systems. You don't allow them knowingly and intentionally to saturate you with their technology. And again, yes, there is technology so small you can't see it without microscopes. And, you know, even in those funny clouds, it's wafting down all the time. It's probably in the water. It's probably in the food. So then we need to be constantly detoxing. you know, we can be utilizing a lot of natural things to raise our frequency up. I don't know of anything stronger than doing the mantras and doing Qigong. Intentionally drawing life force into your body increases your spiritual strength. And that's actually something you can take with you when you leave the body. What you build through Qigong, which again just literally means energy work, intentionally breathing in the life force. When you're drawing in the life force with your breath, when you're storing it in your energy field, you will take that with you when your body is no longer working. So you are a more powerful person in 4D, and you can increase your frequency again by holding the higher vibrational frequencies. If we weren't trying to awaken people, then Cindy and I could, you know, not focus on what the system's doing, and we would be able to more consistently keep our vibrations as high as possible. But we came here with the entire purpose of trying to get other people to raise their vibrations up. So we have to talk about it. You know, those that understand all this, then that's well and good. Maybe just focus in on Heart's Home and other channels like that, that are just focusing in on the positive end, if you're totally awake. But see, the thing is, many people think they're totally awake, but then they still follow perhaps, you know, a religious belief system that teaches things like blood sacrifice and you know, original sin. And no, that's still not awake is really what we were trying to get across. Because, you know, again, you don't need any sort of salvation. You basically are here of your own volition, experiencing this very, very dense reality. And again, we spend way more time out of body than we do in a body. The time in a body is precious, as they want to try to tell us that all these other humanoid beings were less than Homo sapiens sapiens. Again, you could take the inverse of what the system tells you, and in general, it'll be much more accurate than if you listen to what the system tells you. No, these beings, many of these beings came from obviously elsewhere, and they want to make them look as unintelligent, as devolved as possible. The reality is, you know, these beings were less controllable than Homo sapiens, and that's why they're not here anymore. And Homo sapiens is going to be uncontrollable too, and that's why they will try to replace Homo sapiens with something new. Again, part of the Borg. And when we look at these charts, you know, that they talk about the period after the Younger Dryas, the end of the Ice Age, and, you know, the interglacial period beginning when people were migrating around. Yeah, there was a massive war. There was massive cataclysm. Some have noted, too, more and more people have noted, too, that there was a time when the moon wasn't here. The moon was put here. They'll say, oh, well, without the moon, there could be no life. Well, you should recognize, well, that's the system telling me that. So life would probably be easier and more abundant without the moon. Yes, absolutely. Much more peaceful. The weather patterns not as severe. We wouldn't have all these storms. We wouldn't even have the seasons. We'd always have kind of a pleasant time period that would be more akin to going from spring into summer or summer into fall. Again, they always try to put these past beings down. But the reality is these were families. They were no different than us. And many families came here from other star systems because humans have been persecuted all across this galaxy by the draconian AI system, literally trying to eradicate it. Entire planets have been wiped out. We all are migrants. We all are immigrants on a much bigger scale than the Earth. What you see happening on the Earth is just a microcosm of the macrocosm. And again, we understood more in these past times. These beings that, again, they want to make them look like they're ignorant. No, these beings understood way more than we do. We've evolved in this Dark Age. We're given the Dark Age perspective, which is the slave master's perspective. Again, the Bible condones slavery. And even the New Testament, Colossians. Look to Colossians 3, 22. Slaves, obey your earthly masters. Oh, wait a minute. So that means if you say earthly, then that you have to think of the alternative. Your master's not of the earth. When we look to Gigantopithecus, you know, and you might say, well, that might look like King Kong. Well, think more in terms of Bigfoot. Height up to 10 feet, weight up to 1,200 pounds. They have found fossils, and they tell us, why is there no Bigfoot fossils? They got Gigantopithecus fossils. That's, there you go. And again, they make him look a little bit more ape-like than he is. They always want to devolve these beings. So many people have seen Bigfoot-like creatures. Now, yes, Bigfoot-like creatures tend to be a little bit more hairy than Homo sapiens. Who are the original people on the planet? Well, these are some of the original humanoid beings on the planet. Why don't we see them everywhere? Because the system eradicates them. This is part of your reveal. They do have the ability to go invisible, to cloak themselves, and, you know, to, for obvious reasons, avoid the being sighted. But we're also moving up in frequency to where we will see them more and more often out in the open. But these beings are not unintelligent. They're very intelligent. And in fact, when you look to the Ramayana, and it talks about the wars that are ongoing, and the Ramayana is all about the story of Rama, and one of our heroes in it is a being that's called Hanuman, and Hanuman is a being like this. Hanuman, you know, in the modern transcriptions and the way we see Hanuman, you might think of him as an ape-like being, but the reality is he's a humanoid being, and you might say he's more akin to these original humans. He's very powerful. In fact, you know, his whole purpose is protecting and protecting Rama, who is, you know, thought to be an incarnation of Vishnu. And, you know, his love of his life, again, Sita, who is an incarnation of Mahalakshmi, who is, again, that divine feminine energy that we don't hear anything of in the patriarchal system. But yeah, he builds this bridge in this story in order to get Sita back, because Sita was the victim of an abduction experience. I mean, this is again the same thing that we are seeing time and time again. It's always been a extraterrestrial affair.
You know, it just seems to me, mostly out here in the West, they put down all of these stories and all of these beings and basically demonize them, because they're telling the truth. They're telling you the closest truth possible, even though when you look at all these stories, there's always going to be distortion, because through stories come distortion. Through controllers comes distortion. But as Mike was talking and going through all of those photos showing these different beings and their ape-like features, and they're basically making them look like really dumb, like they can't really function or they don't really understand, couldn't be further from the truth. They pay artists a great deal of money to gather this information and make it look the way they say they want it to look, the way the controllers want it to look, because they know when we put our attention toward it, we're going to think less of these beings. So they're not showing us what's really out there. They are terrified of showing us anything that has to do with giants, you know, bringing in the giants, understanding of the power of our ancestors, the power that we hold within us is really suppressed and all over the place. And, you know, if you do look at this story, the beings that put together this bridge, I mean, they had high knowledge and ability and understanding to do things to the 3D world to make it look extraordinary. And this is just basically working with the already happenings of Earth. It's not taking anything and doing, it's not doing anything technology wise to make it change. No, they simply know how to utilize Earth to her best, to her greatest, and do things to assist them in their 3D journey here.
The umbrella. Yeah. You know, look at the shapes that you see. Look at the architecture that you see. You know, this is a depiction of Hanuman and Sita, you know, again, Sita being an incarnation of Lakshmi, or thought to be. This is Ram Setu, right? This is Rama's bridge, the bridge that was literally made by these Bigfoot-like creatures led by Hanuman, across from the Indian mainland to Lanka, which is today's Sri Lanka. Sri is actually a word that's, it designates Lakshmi, the divine feminine. And so renamed Adam's Bridge, because again, everything has to be under the control system. Adam's Bridge? No, this is Ram Setu. But again, it's all part of that bigger understanding. And so, you know, scientists say that this bridge was literally above water circa 1500, and then the series of storms put it underwater and disrupted it. But literally it was above water. And it's fascinating because the story talks about floating volcanic stones. And, you know, again, that is a component in this. And Cindy picked up on the fact that they were utilizing intention to make the stones float.
Right. They know how to do that. They know how to change the material world, utilizing the etheric world and the understanding of how all things work together to make these stones float. They weren't utilizing any technology. These are just beings who understand the greatness of where they're at. They understand the greatness of what this planet can do. And all of that has been lost to us, to the point where we just, you know, people hear this stuff and they just laugh it off. They think it's ridiculous because it's just so silly, because they haven't been exposed to anything other than what the controllers want them to be, you know, exposed to. You know, look at our children. You know, they're not sent to school to learn how to build buildings. They're not sent to school to learn how to garden and take care of themselves. They're not sent to school to learn how to, you know, manage themselves in a tribe setting. They're sent to school to learn all about the indoctrination and only the information that it takes to run the institutions of the controllers, so they can sit back and collect on that energy.
And this is what we have as far as a depiction, as you see a flying chariot pulled by horses, right? This is the depiction in today's stories. And, you know, it's written such that they looked up because they heard a strange sound in the sky, and they saw Ravenna's. Ravenna is the Asura, which is kind of like your demon. But in reality, you know, he's kind of like an offshoot of an Anunnaki that had kidnapped Sita and was taking her over to Lanka. They see his ship in the air. So, you know, in today's mind, and, you know, in our mindset that we have, we conceptualize this like this, but be more accurate if you were seeing a total traditional UFO up in the sky going overhead. Yeah, you know, this is where everything has been distorted. And again, when you see depictions of multiple headed people, this shows that they have the knowledge that they've had multiple incarnations. And it's understanding how the universe works. So you're talking about an advanced being here that understands how the universe works and is knowingly coming down and interfering with others, like a whole Star Trek prime directive, no interference. Well, the Asuras don't believe in that. They just conquer and take things over. So in the Bronze Age, as we were heading into the Darker Age, these beings came down, and yes, they did take whatever wives they wanted. And this is another one of those stories. You know, Ravenna sees Sita, she's with Rama, but hey, he thought that she was beautiful, so he kidnapped her. this is your Genesis 6. And yeah, of course, they're all humanoid beings because, again, where do we come from? Not here. Ultimately, Lyra, the Lyran wars with the Draco, all of humanity are migrants, immigrants. We're all migrants, immigrants. We're all fleeing battleground areas, and we are settling in new zones. And then those that have become part of the enemy, those that have acquiesced and put the technology inside of themselves and become part of the Borg, to give it a simple understanding that we might be familiar with from Star Trek. Yeah, they've become part of the Borg, and now they are part of the oppression. This is what we're really seeing. So here's an expansion on Genesis 6 for those that, you know nothing but Genesis 6 or maybe the Book of Enoch. Yeah, this is a real reflection. So, but it's distorted because, again, you know, it talks about the mighty men of old and men of renown. That doesn't sound negative. And then, you know, oh, God sends a flood and that's all washed away. Yeah. That's the cover-up version. You know, the reality is far more complicated than that. There's many different groups of extraterrestrials. Everything is a distortion, and we have to use our discernment. And again, count on Mother Nature and give love where you can, because, again, we are all refugees in this galactic war that's underway, and we can all use a hug sometimes.
Oh my gosh, always. And when you look at our animals and you look at our horses and our dogs and our pets, understand that when you're loving on them, this is activating those heart chakras, and it's giving everyone a safe place to exercise their heart chakra, because ultimately that's where we come from. And our pets, our animals, and horses in particular, their heart chakras are very powerful. So when you're around a horse and you're petting them, usually people get this soothing feeling wash over them. When the horse is calm, it's like your hearts sync up and you start picking up that energy of the horse. And I never knew that, but I always found it so curious. I was drawn to horses, and I'm sure many, many people are, but this is the reason. When a horse is in a calm state, your heart chakras or your hearts sync up, and you're allowed to expand naturally on your own heart chakra because you feel that horse. And also, horses are extremely psychic. I never knew that either. So, you know, if you're ever working with them, you want to use your mind, use pictures, speak to your horse, because they can hear you.
You know, I think this is a good place, since we've been talking about this, to go just a hair deeper in some things that the guide said. Like, the guides have brought up the fact that animals, in many cases, you can view them as angelic blessings. Because just because a soul becomes embodied in an animal, don't think that soul is less than us, because it's not. It's just doing a unique contribution to this 3D realm. And sometimes portions of great souls will incarnate into animals, souls that maybe are even more advanced than ours and have more knowledge than ours. And they'll choose to come in order to be a close to you protector of sorts. So, you know, again, don't look at animals and think they're anything less than us. And in many ways, they have a much stronger connection to the reality of things and to source than we do, because of the system that has tarnished us more than it's tarnished them. And so I really want to put that out there. You can up your vibrations and increase your vibrations by getting around the animals in nature. Often, you know, they will lift you up, certainly. The other thing is that ultimately, this is not even really primarily a battle for the 3D. What they want to do is they want to keep the ability to harness and utilize that God source that's in you. They're not successful. They haven't been successful. They've done this many, many, many times. This is not the first go-round. This is not the first apocalypse. This is not the first Armageddon. This is not the first end time. They've done this time and time and time again, and they fail every time. And they're going to fail this time too, because no matter how much they try to lay us down, we're still going to rise up as long as we recognize what they're doing and we don't give our power away. And when you look to the conclusion of the Bible in Revelation, it speaks of the sun and the moon not being there anymore. It speaks of a different sort of light. And yeah, it speaks about wiping away every tear. But then again, is it because you're losing touch with your emotions? Because ultimately, it does talk about everybody will serve, or, you know, and they all get marks. They all get branded. It's either with the mark of God or the mark of the beast. Yes. Recognize that we don't have to take any marks. You know, we don't have to choose. They always want you choosing the left, choose the right. This is what they do. Are you a Democrat or Republican? Are you a communist or are you a capitalist? You know, do you believe in God? And then, you know, automatically if you say, well, I don't believe in the Bible. Oh, so you don't believe in God? No, I believe in God. I just don't believe in God the way the Bible portrays or the Quran. You know, again, it's a unique perspective. Each one of us is a unique perspective intentionally, because ultimately source is in all of us. And we're supposed to be unique. It's not one size fits all. But the system, they just want to catch you and utilize your energy. So how do you avoid that? Just avoid the system as much as possible. Maintain your integrity. Stay organic. Be mindful of what you're putting into your system. Keep your frequencies high as possible. And just, you know, work and operate out of love and compassion.
Right. They go great lengths to get people to toddle on one another. Like if you're stepping out of a belief system, you know, a dozen people might pounce on that person and say, no, 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 that's bad. That's horrible. That's rotten. But understand that's the control system doing what systems do is control. So just try to be mindful of that and other people, and realize people are learning to express their own individuality right now. And as we should, we're moving into that photon belt with the light of information. People are learning the truth. They are more than just learning the truth. They are feeling the truth, because I can tell you, out of all the books written, it's all going to pretty much revolve around something the controllers want us to consume. And that's why we have to get in touch with ourselves and learn our own truth.
Again, thank you guys for your support on Patreon. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.